The town of Raynell, with around 1,500 people, was largely evacuated Thursday night. Water rose about 5 feet in most of the town, damaging businesses, homes, and the library. One of those who was evacuated was Fred Fryer, a pastor of the Sewell Valley Baptist Church. 2 days later, he was working on cleaning out his house. Fred Fryer's front lawn was covered in mud, and he was carrying most of he and his wife's furniture, clothes, and personal belongings out to the curb. Most of it had been destroyed. But he had a smile on his face. Because, he said, there isn't a lot you can do at this point, but laugh a little, and remember that you're alive.
My wife and I stayed, and it was up to her chest and up to here on me. And we kept calling 911 four times, and they said they'd send somebody. So finally some of our church members come across this mountain here and said, y'all need to go down and get these people.
Emergency responders were dealing with evacuations all over Greenbrier County that night. Volunteers came to help from all over the state. Fred's friends found two guys who had brought their personal John boat. Fred didn't know if anyone was coming. It was dark. The water was up to his chest.
Me and my wife were standing at the front door of the house looking out, and we had the door open. And this lady here was standing at the front door, and she couldn't get her door open because the water was so high.
The woman who was trapped was 79-year-old Helen Hansen, who lived alone across the street from Fred.
Were you praying a lot?
Yes, constantly, all day long. I finally decided when it started to get dark, Lord, you have completely forgotten about me.
Then, around 11 at night, Fred saw the John boat moving down the street towards them.
So I hollered at her, and I said, hold on, the boat's coming, the boat's coming.
Fred says there were so many people who were scared and stuck in their homes. Not all of them survived.
You heard people hollering, help, help, you know, that night. Older people that needed some help and knew that if they didn't get it, they were done for. Matter of fact, Helen Hansen said, if I hadn't seen your flashlight and you telling me that the boat was coming, and she said it was up here to my shoulders and I was ready to give up.
I was just going to let it go ahead and put me under the water because I knew that's what's going to happen. And it's not a very good feeling.
It's probably very cold.
The water was cold, and it kept getting colder on my legs. On my legs, it kept getting colder and colder, and it was terrible. But the good Lord was with me.
Not long after Helen considered giving up, the volunteers arrived. Fred Fryer told them to rescue Helen Hansen first. They carried her into their boat.
They had to help me. They had to lift my legs over into the boat because I could hardly use my legs.
Neither Helen nor Fred found out the names of the two guys who rescued them. If it hadn't been for them, they both say they don't know if they would have been saved in time.
You know, people in West Virginia is just good like that. And they're ready to help. And some of them don't even know you, but they're ready to help.
In the days after the flood, Fred and his wife and Helen Hansen have been staying with members of Fred's church who live in Meadow Bridge. Like most of the displaced people from Raynell, they're waiting to see what happens once FEMA arrives.
So, you know what? Things are looking up. It just, God is so good to us, and he said he would work things out to our good. And I don't know how he's going to do that, but he's going to do it.
A day after this interview, Fred received some good news. He and his wife, Kathy, were offered a temporary home in Raynell, owned by Helen Hansen's family. Helen plans to go there too, and the three of them will be able to stay there as long as it takes to rebuild their homes. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Raynell.